The Brian Kelly era at LSU is over.
With fans chanting "Fire Kelly," LSU got pummeled by Texas A&M Saturday night 49-25. Well, that apparently was the last straw, as Kelly was fired the next day. Prior to his firing, Kelly said at the post-game news conference that he takes full responsibility.
It stops with the head coach, and so that responsibility falls with me.
Now, Kelly's buyout is $54 million. The school is negotiating with Kelly, but Tiger Rag magazine editor Glenn Gilbo says Kelly has no reason to budge.
I don't think LSU has anything to go on here. Kelly's going to get all his money.
I'm Andrew Greenstein.
With the federal government shut down, the $150 million provided to the state by the USDA to provide food assistance is also shut down. But the Louisiana House passed a resolution Friday urging LDH to provide SNAP funding in November. Louisiana Senate President Cameron Henry says the state will take up the same resolution on Wednesday.
We're working with them right now to see how much cash they have on hand.
Social Security recipients are getting a raise. AARP Louisiana Director of Advocacy Andrew Mull says with the price of everything going up,
these adjustments are crucial to allow Americans to continue to pay their bills and cover expenses when so many of them are on a fixed income.
The 2.8% cost of living increase works out to an average of $56 per month and takes effect next year. From the Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Colleen Crane on TIX FM.